Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, script number 11, Temptations and How to Face Them. Only one has ever walked upon the earth who never sinned. No one has ever walked upon the earth who was never tempted. This fact is our greatest source of strength when we must face temptations, knowing that Jesus was tempted and that he understands. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, the inspired writer said, "For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." In chapter 4, verse 15, he said, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one that was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." There's a beautiful song that asks the question, "Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief I find no relief, though my tears flow all the day long?" And then it answers, "Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. He cares because he knows what it's like. He's been there. He strengthens me in my hour of trial." The temptation of Jesus was not an accident. It was on purpose. It was real. And he was not play-acting. He was not fighting a sham battle. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, we're told that Jesus was led up in the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he was tempted, he was subjected to every type of temptation. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, we learn that all that was in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Jesus was subjected to each of these areas of temptation. In the account given in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 11, Jesus faced and conquered every temptation by the use of God's Word. In each instance, he said, "It is written." When we fortify ourselves with a knowledge of God's Word, we've built the best defense against temptation that there is. In Psalm 119, verse 11, the psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." In 1897, Charles M. Sheldon published a book entitled In His Steps. It became the most widely read religious novel of all time. The characters in the book were challenged to ask the question, "What would Jesus do?" as they were confronted with various questions and problems and temptations of life. To ask this question sincerely, and to be guided by its answer when we must face temptation, is our way to victory. What would Jesus do? The Bible says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that we should follow his steps, who did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. We learn from this and the other passages already mentioned 5 key facts about temptation. Fact number 1, temptation is not sin, but rather it is the giving in to temptation which becomes sin. Although it is not right, needlessly, to expose ourselves to unnecessary temptation, we should no more feel guilty because we're forced by circumstances to face temptation than Jesus did. The Bible says that he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Fact number two. We learn that temptation is not irresistible. Jesus is our perfect example to prove for all times that, regardless of how powerful the temptation may be, it is possible to resist it if we really want to do so strongly enough. The Apostle Paul said, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Fact number three. We learn from this same passage that temptation is universal. In Paul's own words, it is common to man. The temptations which you may now face are not unique. The same kind of temptation has been faced and successfully overcome by thousands of other people. And this passage points out that we're merely fooling ourselves if it cannot come in our own lives as well. Fact number four. We learn that a knowledge of the Word of God and a love for it are the keys to resisting temptation in our lives, just as it was in the life of Jesus. And fact number five. To resist temptation will always be rewarded if we respond in keeping with the teachings of the Scriptures. The Bible says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." James chapter 4, verse 7. If you're facing some special temptation at this time, think over these basic teachings of the Bible and realize that with God's help, you can overcome this problem. One of Satan's most effective methods is to make us feel that the situation is hopeless, when in reality, it never is.
The message you have...